Yeah, quite honestly, I'm looking for that or even a 7550 or an R7 or so. Just trying to get. I want to get rid of all the pretty much all the non-motos. Get myself maybe a Moto DMR and a P25, or if life was really good to me, a multi protocol radio to do it all. But those are still just a little out of my comfort zone. Well, more than a little.
Yeah, I have a couple of those 7550s that John has right now. He was trying to Frankenstein one or two of them. If we get a couple of them going, I'll certainly let you know and get one in your hands. But yeah, I would love to get a better understanding of how those, why those Motorolas are so good. I'm pretty happy with my Anytones, so I don't know. But currently, I do not have a mobile, just like you. I'd love to have a mobile in place. But yeah, last night I was just testing some Simplex low power and just testing some things out, doing some things that you can't operate normally with. So just wanted to see if I could figure it out. KERUH.
Good morning, Dakota. Well, you know, here's the thing. They just sound better. You know, they have ALC circuitry in them that compensates. You know how if your audio is a little off in DMR, it's just horrific. And the Motorolas compensate for that to a great extent. When I love my little VM32, and listen to it though. So, you know, I'm hearing a wide range of crap. You know, I turn on my Motorola and I don't hear any of that. Everybody sounds pretty good. They do a marvelous job of cleaning up the incoming. You know, having said that though, you know, you're never going to get the display like you do on, you know, on like the VM32. All that extended information. You know, you're gonna be able to program in maybe the person's name. You know, in a private call list, you're not going to be able to download the call list from, you know, the internet. So you know, you're going to lose that, which, big whoop. But you get a, I think, a better sounding. And as far as rugged goes, extremely rugged radio. Good morning, Dakota, W8FU.